China's Defense Minister Chang Wanquan made it very clear in his speech at the opening ceremony of the Xiangshan Forum that China urges all countries to promote multilateralism instead of unilateralism.
It's an urgent task for all of us to abandon the outdated Cold War mentality. Instead, we should establish a new type of security concept that focuses on common interests, a comprehensive outlook, cooperation, and sustainability. We should all adhere to the purpose and the principle of the UN Charter, to the principle of multilateralism, and to solve disputes through dialogue and consultation.
Xiangshan Forum now serves as an important channel for security discussions, not only for Asia-Pacific countries, but also for other parts of the world. This year's forum has opened amid increasing tensions in the Asia-Pacific region, with U.S. set to deploy an anti-missile system in South Korea and an international arbitration ruling on the South China Sea released from The Hague. Zhao Xiaozhuo, organizer of the Xiangshan Forum, also director of Center on China-America Defense Relations at China's Academy of Military Science, explains the situation.
From last November, the United States sent destroyers to the areas near China's islands or within the 12 nautical miles of the islands occupied by China. Another change is in the Korean Peninsula. The DPRK conducted two times of nuclear tests. The ROK is determined to deploy the THAAD system in the ROK. The significance of the changes or how it will affect the general security situation in this region, we have to assess.
Zhao stresses that against such a background, as the organizer, he feels it is important to include the voices of all countries at this forum and not to let it be dominated by one or two countries. Moving forward, China's defense officials say they are dedicated to create a fair and sharing security landscape around the world. Chinese Defense Minister Chang Wanquan:
We want to strengthen cooperation.
We are willing to enhance dialogue with all sides and to increase mutual trust and security issues. China calls on everybody to embark on a new road of consultation instead of confrontation and partnership instead of alliance.
Official delegations to the forum come from more than 60 countries and international organizations. Participants include government officials at or above Deputy Defense Minister level, including New Zealand Defense Minister Jerry Brownlee, Russian Deputy Defense Minister Anatoly Antonov, Singapore Senior Minister of State for Defense Wang Yikang, among many others. In a schedule of 3 days, they discuss emergent security issues confronting the world, such as maritime cooperation, combating terrorism, and fighting against anti-globalization sentiments. For CRI, this is Liu Kun.